Good morning. It is 8:32. Welcome to Community Connection on K1. I'm Tom Davis, and it's brought to you by our friends at Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. And on the telephone with me from the Interstate Fair that we have going up there in Coffeyville, we have Luke Carr on us, and Luke is the president of the Montgomery County Fair Association, and they're the group that puts on the Interstate Fair and Rodeo. Good morning, Luke.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. So far, so good. You've had a lot of busy things going on. In fact, last night, how did that tractor pull go?
We had a great event last night. The Outlaw Tractor Pullers came in and put on a great show and had a good crowd and good weather to go with it.
That's wonderful. Now, we've got a lot of going on in the grandstand. And what do we have tonight?
Tonight is the L.J. Jenkins Bull Riding Tour.
And we've got the rest of the week. We've got pretty much just something for everyone, too. I think we've got another rodeo event and something else, too, right?
Yes, sir. Two nights of prayer rodeo. And then Saturday night is the Wilson
Derby. Now, Luke, how long have you been with the fair and rodeo?
This is my 11th year volunteering.
Wow. So you know just about every inch and just about everything that's going to happen when it's supposed to happen, don't you?
Pretty close. There's still some stuff I miss here.
It's a lot of fun. It's got to be if you've been around volunteering for 11 years.
Yes, sir. We enjoy it. It's very rewarding to me and my family, and we just enjoy doing it.
How did you get started? Was it just something that you thought this might be fun?
My wife is volunteering out here soon and kind of dragged me along with her. And she always blamed me on her. That's her fault that we're out here.
So you put in a lot of time as a volunteer. It sounds like your whole family does. What about the impact? What kind of impact do the volunteers have with the fair and rodeo? It's got to be a labor of love.
Yes, sir. I mean, we've got to have the volunteers and the people to do it. Without them, it wouldn't happen. But, it's a great impact for our city, our community, and we're rewarding.
Now, I was just up in Coffeyville this past weekend, as a matter of fact. And, Luke, I got to tell you, you got a nice town up there. And it was my first visit. And I'm kind of new to the area. But I found out that this rodeo and fair has been going on for 111 years. And what's the one thing that you wish the public would realize about something like this? Imagine a lot of things.
We'll enjoy, and something that the whole family can do and do together, and kind of the last, big thing right before school starts. And so, we'll do the best we can to provide that for our community. We enjoy doing it. We're glad to be able to do it.
We're talking with Luke Carr, and he's the president of the Montgomery County Fair Association. He's the group that puts on the Interstate Fair and Rodeo in Coffeyville, just a short drive from where we are. Now, we've got a ton of other activities that go on besides the grandstand, and you've been busy passing out some blue ribbons from what I understand.
Yep. Yesterday was the swan show, and then started in the morning, and I ran into the afternoon, had a lot of and then last night was the junior episode yesterday evening.
Now we've got the livestock, we've got the carnival. And of course the parade. What is the bean feed and the watermelon feed?
Tomorrow afternoon, the parade's at 4 o'clock downtown. When that's over, just everyone goes out to the parade, and everybody comes out to the park. And out here in the park underneath the trees and shade, there's free watermelon and beans for everyone.
Wow, that goes a long way.
Yes, sir.
Now, the fair and rodeo is a family affair. You talked about that a little bit. Now, Jamie is quite involved, and your two daughters are at it as well. So I imagine you get to see each other about as much at the fair as you do at home.
Yes, sir. My wife is the sponsorship chairman for the fair. Uh-huh. and make sure we're taking care of our sponsors and things like that throughout the day and getting
things done. Yeah. Now I understand that your oldest daughter showed pigs yesterday, so she's not only a volunteer, but she's also an exhibitor too.
Yep, she showed yesterday morning, and that's over with now. So we still got to take care of the animal every day, morning and night, and things like that. You know, along with taking care of the too.
Now, when you're showing animals at the fair, some folks seem to think, oh, well, that you know, how hard can that be? Well, that takes a lot of work, especially with the
young. It does a lot of time, and that's what goes into that as well, you know, throughout the year. And, you know, feed them and grow them, but getting up to the size to show them and spend the time with them.
We're speaking with Luke Carr, and he is the president of the Montgomery County Fair Association, the folks that put on the Interstate Fair and Rodeo. Now, this has been going on for 111 years, so you've been doing it for just 11. The other 100, somebody else had to worry about. But what does it take to host and produce something of this magnitude? I imagine that's a year-round event, really.
Yep. This is over our as everything in the next month or two for this year and start planning what things we're going to do and figure out how to make it better and what we could have done better this year. And just, like I say, as soon as this one's completed.
Now, the fair and rodeo, it means a lot to the community of Coffeyville. There are a lot of folks who come in, and they stay the whole week, so I guess that puts some heads in the beds in the local hotels, and, of course, some eats for folks who are taking the seats in the restaurants, too.
Yep. This is the biggest event that happens in Coffeyville every year. I know that every hotel is sold out right now.
Wow.
To go to a hotel or a sitting at a restaurant without having a little bit of a wait. We're not normally used to. It's always exciting.
Now, what's your favorite part of the fair and the rodeo? Is it the planning, or is it the tear down, or is it all the fun stuff that happens when the fair is in full operation?
When it's running in full speed and walk out to the midway and see all the families in here. Enjoying that family time. And I said, you know, right before the kids go back to school, you kind of get back into that routine for the fall and winter. And just seeing people out in the room, what I truly enjoy.
Well, that's really cool. That means that there's a lot of families just spending some really good together time and just enjoying the fair, the rodeo, the experiences, the fun, the food, and just each other. That is really cool. Now, we've got the events that are going on here for the fair and rodeo. Where can people buy tickets to get into the best show in Coffeyville?
FairandRodeo.com is the website. And you can also see the Facebook page.
All right. And it takes care of it right there. Luke Carr is with us, and he is the president of the Montgomery County Fair Association, the group that puts on the Interstate Fair and the rodeo. And, of course, you've been hearing a lot of the commercials on the radio for this event. It's been going on for 111 years. And, Luke, they say if you've been going that long, you got a pretty good start.
Yes. Hopefully we can be here for another.
I'll tell you what, best of luck to you. And I want to thank you very much for being a special guest with us today here on Community Connection on K1. Thank you, Luke. Appreciate it, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. That is Luke Carr, and we had a little problem with the connection there, but I think we got most of the elements out there across. But I got to tell you, it has been a lot of fun for the people who have been out there. And, of course, they had the tractor pull last night. Tonight, it's the LJ Jenkins bull riding at 7:30, and then also at the grandstand up there in Coffeyville at the Interstate Fair and Rodeo, you're going to have PRCA Rodeo at 7:30, And don't forget Friday, they're going to have some more rodeo events as well. And then on Saturday, nothing, Coy. We got the Demolition Derby. That's what you call the chiropractor's delight. Because after all these folks get in the cars and they start smashing it up and everything and the adrenaline goes out, it's like, hey, wait a second. No, I'm only kidding. So we've got the Ottawa Amusement Company that's providing the carnival rides now through the 17th. The rodeo parade takes place tomorrow at 4 p.m. through downtown Coffeyville. And as you heard Luke say, that's really quite a show. And then fans can enjoy a bean feed along with a watermelon for dessert. That's a bean feed and a watermelon feed free to the public. And that will be at 5:30 on tomorrow. So there's a whole lot more at the fair. You've got the livestock shows, as we talked about, the Buddy Barrow show, the bake sale, the Kansas Kitty Pedal Pushers Pull. Say that 10 times real fast. Along with youth livestock shows, the Senior Spelling Bee. Now, I want to see that because, you know, these seniors will correct you if you spell something incorrectly. They didn't grow up with autocorrect. No, they had to, yeah, there's going to be a lot of good spelling going on with the Senior Spelling Bee and a whole lot more. Now, the tickets are ranging from $15 to $30 depending on the evening's event. The fun passes are $40, and they will admit you to all five nights of the grandstand entertainment. And if you didn't catch the website, it is fairandrodeo.com, or as Luke told us, you can call 620-251-2550, and your tickets can be purchased online at fairandrodeo.com. It's spelled out, fairandrodeo.com. Or you can take your chances and pay your way at the gates. Now, they had a lot of bakers that went to show off their stuff during the bake sale there in Coffeyville at the Interstate Fair and Rodeo. 97 items in three categories. They had the 4-H'ers there, the open class, the educational. They're all up for auction during the bake sale, with the young people doing much of the mixing, baking, and the decorating. For Addison Smith, that baking was a part of a family tradition, along with her mom, Chrissy Van Winkle Smith, and a 14-year-old Coffeyville resident, made numerous braided breads, with the one being sold at the bake sale at the, it was called a savory bread. It had a little bit of a garlicky powdered dough, but she said it paid off. It was big. It sold, let's see, Smith had two other items in the bake sale, too. Her Neiman Marcus chocolate chip cookie sold for $115, but her favorite was her banana nut bread. And, of course, she got some nice residuals from that, too. So they had a lot of fun going up and doing that. But once again, if you want to take part in the entertainment up at the grandstand, it is real easy. Like I said, tonight we've got bull riding tomorrow and Friday, PRCA Rodeo at 7:30 up there in Coffeyville at the Interstate Fair and Rodeo. And on Saturday, the Demolition Derby. You don't want to miss that. That's at 7:30 as well. And again, for tickets, you can call 620-251-2500 or go online at www.fairandrodeo.com. Once again, that is the Interstate Fair and Rodeo in Coffeyville running through this weekend. And that's our Community Connection, brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, right here on K1, the one you trust.
Let's face it, planning a funeral makes most of us a little uncomfortable. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home will help you plan ahead and save your loved ones the financial and emotional burdens of making decisions during a difficult time. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home is experienced and here to help plan services of all faiths, customs, religions, and traditions, including cremation. It only takes a few minutes to give your loved ones peace of mind for a long time to come. Call Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home today.
See Tim Howell and his professional staff at Bartlesville's finest funeral home.